side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
You know, it's a weird day when one of your colleagues says to you, hey, look at those pants.
To you?
Yep.
That'd be Dan saying that to me about 5 minutes ago in the hallway.
He usually has jeans on and his tennis shoes or something like that. He has slacks, I guess you would call them. Slacks?
Yeah, I never refer to them as slacks.
And I don't either, but I don't. What would you say? Dress pants? Or?
Yeah, I would call them dress pants.
Okay, dress pants and...
And I'm actually wearing dark socks and real shoes.
I don't pay attention
shoes.
To Paul's yeah. wardrobe.
I don't
normally.
Pay attention to anybody's wardrobe.
Well, Dan is a shopper, so
yes,
he is probably...
Yeah. The only person's wardrobe I pay attention to is my wife's, because I know how to avoid the trap when she's wearing something new and I don't say something. Mm. So the problem with that is, for a lot of years now, I've said, is that new? No, I've had this for X number of years.
Oh, yeah.
Just, but that's better
CYA.
Than the other way.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't worn it in a while, right? I wore it last week.
Yeah. I was wearing it an hour ago.
Yeah.
I wore it yesterday. I'm just deciding whether I want to keep it or return it. So the reason I am wearing, it's really shoes that make today different for me, because I wear sneakers almost all the time. The reason I'm dressed up a little bit better. And by the way, those of you who are watching the video feed on KTRS-TV.
Yes.
From our studio here today.
Our We're show on came on live right after Teen Wolf on 11.2.
Right after Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf's on right
it,
before
no,
us?
No, not it anymore. Was. It was.
Yeah, oh, man. It's over. He hit the shot.
Yes. Well,
spoiler alert. The reason I'm dressed up a little more nicely today is because it's our anniversary. My wife and I started our life together 32 years ago today.
Wow.
Now, the first date anniversary or marriage anniversary?
Moving in together.
Oh, okay. So it's not the marriage anniversary. It's
It actually is the marriage anniversary also. We later got married on our anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause I'm
so you guys moved in together.
That's
sentimental.
Wait, the same day you moved in together?
Yeah.
And then got married?
A few years later, yeah.
Yeah, not the same day, same year.
Oh.
They just picked that day as a...
So 32 years ago today, you moved in together.
Yeah, and we consider that the beginning of our life together. We don't go from the wedding day, which was several years later. We consider this our 32nd anniversary.
So,
because we did not have a big wedding. There were 13 people at our wedding. My family, my wife's family, a justice of the peace, and a dog. That was it. We did it in my in-law's living room. We did a little, civil ceremony. Then we went into the dining room and we had some sandwiches and cake.
Did you have a band?
There were 13 people there.
Ours was a little bigger. We had about 100 people, but no family. So it's kind of a...
Yeah, they were in Mexico.
Yin and yang thing.
Oh, that's right. You had yours on the beach.
Yes.
With listeners from...
Yeah, it's a kind of an extended family, but no close family.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've actually been married... Legally for what, 30 years?
24, 1991.
Oh.
But as I said, we're not doing the 24 thing. We never considered it, because to us that was just the only reason we got married is because we wanted to have a child. And we both feel it's very important, if you're going to have a child, that the mother and father be married.
I never felt that way.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well, I did.
Well, yeah.
I did.
He felt that way, and then he got over it.
He felt that way before the first wife, and then it faded.
Yes.
And then he felt that way again before the second wife. And
after doing it the first time, it wasn't that important now that I think about it.
Although the second wife, you had the baby first, and then it was years later that you got married.
No, actually, 30 years ago, my son Corey is 30, so that's why I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the thing to do.
To get married when you find out that she's pregnant.
An honest woman.
Yeah. I had no idea I was marrying the daughter of Satan.
Yeah, you thought you were making her an honest woman, but it never took.
So our wedding.
Would that make Corey the spawn of Satan?
No, I don't think so. No, the kids are not the spawn of Satan. They came out.
Well, they came out of Satan.
Well, the daughter of Satan.
Daughter. So yeah. Corey is the grandchild of Satan.
They're
kind of, but
twice removed from Satan.
Yeah. Yeah, they've.
So it's not really that bad.
No, that's right. It's not like that passes genetically.
No, they've taken themselves away from that. So. Yeah, but the wedding was wild because it was in hell, and then Satan walked her down the aisle, and then we toasted with goat's blood. So I should have saw the signs right then.
Yeah.
I'm handing off my daughter.
Yeah. Who gives this woman?
I do.
In those days, Dan did not understand the true meaning of the word tail.
No. No, I didn't. You getting a little tail?
No.
Yeah. So that's the reason we're going out to a very nice dinner tonight to celebrate.
So I'm guessing you would, because it's become more common recently, living together first. You would highly recommend that.
Absolutely.
To couples.
I think people make a huge mistake if they don't live together
exactly.
first.
Exactly, yeah.
To find out the compatibility of everything. That goes on in your life.
Being in a place with four walls where you cannot get away from that person. Well, I mean, you can, but yeah, you have to find out if.
There are things that you will never, ever, 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 ever know until you're under the same roof every day, every night. Week after week, month after month, year after year. And I say that in a good way. You discover wonderful things.
Exactly.
But you also discover little surprises and minefields that you then have to learn how to step over. And by the way, so does your spouse.
Yeah.
Yes. So you are getting to know the entirety of that person.
Exactly.
Yes.
Can you please turn the fan on and put the lid down?
all of those things. Yeah. By the way, speaking of the fan, to this day, 32 years later, we still have arguments about the thermostat. It is really, really cold in here. No, it's not. It's just the right temperature. It's really, really warm in here. No, it's not. It's just the right temperature. Fine. Get a blanket. Now I'm too hot. That's exactly the sort of
you
stuff
you are the one
about.
That needs to adapt to that. You need to go either get a jacket or put a little jacket or sweater on or something.
I know.
Do you guys have a special place you go to every year for the
No, we don't. We move
White
it around.
Castle.
We move it around to different franchised operations. No, we have several restaurants that we like, but we don't have any particular place that we go every year. Do you with Angela?
No.
Have you ever had? Okay, we're going to our place.
No.
Have you ever had that, Dan?
No, I don't have our place. No.
By the way, I'm open to suggestions from anybody who wants to be our place that will give us a discount. We'll be there every year.
Yes.
If we like your food and there's a discount available. No, but.
I highly recommend people moving in together before. If they decide that they want to get married,
mm-hmm.
I highly recommend moving in together to get acclimated and
What about if they don't even know? What if marriage isn't even on the horizon for them because they haven't gone through that step yet? I mean, let's take your daughter. I told my daughter this advice. You know, if you meet a guy and you think you like him enough that you may want to have a long-term relationship with him, don't get married until you've actually lived together. I think that's practical, modern
Absolutely.
Advice.
I agree with that.
Did you say the same thing to your daughter?
Yes, I agree with that completely.
And by the way, let me before you get on with the next thing you were going to say, I think we have way too many people who still come from that, no sex until marriage lie.
Yeah.
And because of that, they get married when they're 18 or 19 years old because they really only just want to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, and that's when people end up with early divorces. You know, 24 years old, already divorced or whatever the age is.
Is that still around anymore?
I think there are probably some people that still who are brought up that way and are taught that and still firmly believe that.
The Duggar family.
Absolutely.
That's, you see them get married off so early, 18, 19, those girls and the oldest son, I think.
Yeah, I think that's really a serious mistake.
Yes, there were only side hugs allowed while they were dating. They needed a...
Side hugs?
Yes. What the hell?
I'm with Dan.
A side hug, is that like when
that was
you're
the only
sign
of
side?
Affection they could show one
so
another
hips,
while they were
their
dating.
Their hips can touch, but not...
Or engaged, even. Yes, side hugs. And they had to have a somebody go along, a chaperone, on dates with them until they're married.
In 1950 what?
No, this is...
this is now.
This day and age.
How'd that work out for them, by the way?
No divorces yet, but...
A lot of side hugging.
Well, now that the show's been canceled, I predict I'll make the over-under 1 year.
Yes, I heard they're having a hard time now with their income.
I bet they are. I bet they are. So you were going to say, Dan?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I knew that was coming.
It's a danger I have in interrupting him.
Boy, you don't...
Not so much with the remembering what he was going to say. That's all right. That's all right. See, this is the sort of thing we know because we've lived together in this room for years and years and years.
Yes.
And so we know this about each other.
Yes.
And that, you know, that's the sort of thing. You would not want to start a radio show where you'd never met before and you come in here and it's your first day on the air and you don't know anything about the other person.
Yeah.
We know each other...
Fairly well.
Very well.
Yeah.
Perhaps a little bit too well.
Yeah.
Because we know a lot of stuff that we're never going to tell you. Oh, but that's all right. Tonight, the Rams start their preseason out in Oakland playing against the Raiders. I think we should just stop wasting time on predicting what's going to happen and just make tonight's game the battle for L.A.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what it is.
Do you have the winner or loser go there?
Whichever team wins, they get to choose. But we know that both owners don't want to stay where they are, so the winner goes to L.A. and becomes a franchise there. And by the way, I would have the loser help them pack.
But well, both teams
to rub it in their face a little bit more.
Oh, wait, both teams. Oakland already moved to L.A. once.
Yes.
And then they moved back to Oakland.
Yeah, the same year the Rams moved here.
Yeah. I don't understand that whole ordeal. And then they want to move back to L.A. So I don't get that one.
Well, apparently they're not making money in Oakland, just like the San Diego Chargers aren't making money in San Diego. Both those teams want a new stadium. And they can't blackmail the towns they're in to build them a new stadium like they're trying to do with us here for the Rams.
Yeah.
And so that's why they want to get out of there and they want to go. And the NFL would like to have a team in Los Angeles, although, you know, Los Angeles has already proven once with the Rams and once with the Raiders that they do not support an NFL team.
Yeah, there's been no there's been no more coverage of that they've already lost a team twice.
Yeah.
And for, I'm assuming, legitimate reasons.
By the way, let me ask you this. If the Rams do leave here, we will have lost a team twice.
Right.
Yeah.
The Cardinals moved to Arizona, and then the Rams moved back to Los Angeles. What are the chances then that we're going to get another NFL team?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the thinking would be, well, that town apparently can't support a team. We actually can support a team. It's just we've got an ultra-greedy billionaire owner who wants to have a stadium that makes him more money. Doesn't do anything for us. Makes him more money. Rams fans who go to the Dome, you know, they don't really care all that much about the condition of the Dome. They care about the condition of the team that sucks.
Yeah.
I'd love to know or see concrete numbers. Was the team making good money when they were successful?
I'm sure they
were. During the greatest show on
turf
years.
I'm sure they were, but even in the bad years. And by the way, of the 20 years they've been here, 16 years they've been terrible.
Exactly. So
haven't even gotten to 500.
I don't know how you can...
How about putting a better product on the field instead of trying to make a better field? The field isn't the problem, is my point.
Yes.
Might have something to do with the gigantic men running around and not doing their job.
And you know what? If they are winning, then everyone would go, build a new stadium, build one. Because they're doing great.
I
we want to go see them.
I, you know what? I would say, build a new stadium, Stan.
Yes. Isn't he building the stadium in L.A.?
Yes.
Then why won't he build the stadium here? Because he doesn't want to be here.
Right. I know. So, will you watch any Rams games? I mean,
sure.
It's only preseason and Nick Foles, the quarterback.
No, I won't watch. I've never watched preseason football, though.
Yeah, I can't stand preseason anything.
By the way, it's time for my annual public service announcement. Here we go again. I do it every year, right before the first preseason game. If you are considering placing a bet on any NFL preseason game, please immediately report to Gamblers Anonymous because you have a problem.
Oh, you know, you guys just wait for that first preseason game just to make a bet, any bet.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? If you could name everyone who will be on the field in the fourth quarter. Then you also have a serious problem. Report immediately to Yahoo Fantasy Leagues.
Is our new quarterback playing at all tonight? Or maybe taking about 10 snaps and that's about it?
I think so.
I don't think it's going to be 10 snaps. It'll be one or two drives. I think it'll be one series. And for the Rams, what's the last time that went 10 snaps?
Yeah.
Let's be completely honest.
All right.
So, I can't help it. I'm an NFL fan, and this is still my NFL team, but I would not go spend a dime at the Dome. I haven't in a really long time anyway, since the game is televised to my house for free, and there's no line at the bathroom. And my wife of 32 years understands my loving the NFL.
And your car is parked in the driveway.
Yes.
And you don't have to pay $20 or $30 to park it.
And the beverages are much cheaper.
Yes.
But, I will be. I'm recording the game tonight because we're going out to this dinner.
All right.
And even when I come home, I'm not going to watch more than 15 or 20 minutes of it. Maybe here's what I should do. I should say to myself, I will watch it until the first Rams offside or illegal motion penalty.
Well, that'll be 5 minutes.
That might be before Nick Foles gets off the field.
5 minutes of a commercial.
The first offensive lineman to go down with an injury.
By the way, while we were talking, Alex Barron, offsides. Not even with the team anymore. And one more thing I got to mention here before we break. I heard a commercial today for MasterCard. Now, I know they're a huge employer in this area, and I have no problem with MasterCard whatsoever. But they have a commercial that they're running on the radio now in which they say, you should use your MasterCard at a participating restaurant. And when you do, MasterCard will make a donation to a charity. It's a cancer charity. I'm not going to plug it, but and it's, again, I have no problem with a cancer charity. You want to support that? That's fine. And in the commercial, they say, and we will donate up to $4 million when you use your MasterCard at a participating restaurant, which makes it sound like I, as the person going to eat, am doing something good for a cancer charity. Mm. No, I'm not. I'm doing something good for the restaurant, and I'm doing something good for the people who work there, and I'm doing something good for MasterCard because they get their fee off of the purchase when I do that. But it's MasterCard that's doing the good thing for the cancer charity, and if they want to donate $4 million to that cancer charity, good for them. Go ahead and do that. You could even tell us that you're doing that, and we'll go, oh, good for you as a corporation. That's a nice thing for you to do. But don't make it feel like I'm doing that. To me, it's the same thing as somebody sending you a card for your birthday and saying, I've donated to this charity in your name. Well, what did I have to do with that?
Yeah, nothing.
I got nothing out of that.
Yeah,
I got to be a part of your being a nice person because you chose a charity. And by the way, couldn't come up with something to give me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm being greedy in any way. No. It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that you wanted to do something for a cause you believed in. Good for you. But don't make it seem like I had anything to do with that.
You know, what's interesting is it said MasterCard. You never hear MasterCard. You always hear about Visa and Discover.
Mm-hmm.
Never hear anything about MasterCard.
Well, they do run quite a few commercials now.
Yeah.
But again, if they want to donate that money, good for them. I hope it helps the cancer charity. I don't know at this point in the cancer fight what $4 million does.
Yeah.
No idea. But good for them for doing that. But putting the obligation on me, we're only going to donate the money if you use our products. So if nobody went to any of those participating restaurants, Master Gerber, go, how much do we have in there? Well, it's only about $45.
Yeah.
I guess we'll send that. What about the $4 million? No, they didn't eat. We're going to blame you. You didn't eat, so people died of cancer. Are you happy now?
They just had iced tea and appetizers.
All right, more in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's coming soon. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All day, Thursday, August 20th on KTRS. Listen for details.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
This isn't a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss. Because we'll give everyone who calls a risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-700-9313. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Frank Ladd. Frank?
We do have issues on 270 northbound at Doris. If the right two lanes are blocked, you're stopping to go from at least Olive. Southbound 270 drivers are slowing between the Rock Road and Dorset as well. Taking a look at the accident scene. Now, this accident did have the highway totally shut down northbound just for a few minutes, so that's certainly why you're stopping to go on that stretch there. 70 eastbound between 270 and Illinois Forest, slow stretch there. Slow as well, southbound 170. Ladue down through Highway 64, working with a stable vehicle, northbound 55 just before 141. That was on the right shoulder. And westbound on Highway 64, already starting to see those delays between Hampson and McCaws on this afternoon. The something brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, King Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwiches back. It's keeping hot 12-hour bit smoked pulled pork, topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw, piled high and toasted King Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. From the Roman Oaklandy Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, CTRS.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-3017. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-700-3017. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-700-3017. That's 1-800-700-3017.
It's a contemporary, fun boutique shopping experience with a quirky assortment of products, ranging from wine, beer, and frozen food to home decor accessories and apparel. It's here today. The Store, where shopping is a bit like a treasure hunt because every aisle reveals more great values. But if you see something you love today, you'd better grab it because it could be gone tomorrow. Hence the name, Here Today, with four area locations, Arnold, Fenton, Florissant, and Fairview Heights. For more, go to HereTodayStores.com.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
More and more people are setting up prearranged funerals. I'm Kim Cutis for Cutis Funeral Home. The advantages of a Cutis prearranged funeral are many. Not only does it take that burden off your family, but it assures every aspect is taken care of. The Cutis prearrangement is done exactly as you want it. The price is frozen, and there are never additional costs or fees. Talk to me personally, Kim Cutis, or any of our professionals. There is never an obligation. Cutis Funeral Homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Monique from Soul School. Join us Sunday nights at 5 p.m. To learn more about our 5-week Soul School Academy program, contact us at stlouiscenterforhope.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello, I am Paul Harris. Thank you for listening. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here in the studio with me. Colin Jeffrey in about a half hour to get to our movie review segment today. He's going to review Straight Outta Compton because there is no bigger NWA fan in the world than Colin Jeffrey.
Yes.
And
he's always wearing Raiders gear around here. And
right. We actually call him Easy C.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'll be reviewing The Man from U.N.C.L.E. because there's a movie called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that I went to see, and I'll review it. And, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour.
Is that U, did period, N, period, C? Wasn't
yes.
that an acronym or
yes,
something?
Yes, it was.
United Network Command for Law Enforcement.
How about that?
Did you know that before you saw this movie?
Yeah, I did. I'll explain why when we get into the review later on.
The TV show. Did you ever watch the
I'm
TV
gonna
show?
I'm going to get into that next hour when we get to the review.
Okay.
You guys didn't look at the chart of what we're going to do and in what order on today's show?
I missed it.
It's all right here.
Let me get the script.
This is all scripted out.
We do look at it, but we never pay attention. Oh,
what,
yeah,
what are we
okay.
doing now?
All right, there we go. All right.
Promote.
Should we go to the phones, Paul?
Let me give the number, Ian. 314.
Why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see?
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Did you ever hear that Kevin James bit about people who don't know the phone number rhythm?
Can you find that on
YouTube?
I have seen that.
Just type in, I think, just Kevin James phone number rhythm. that special that he did was called Sweat the Small Stuff. I just showed that to my daughter last week. And it is the whole special. I remember when it aired on Comedy Central, I had recorded it, and I had to pause because my stomach was hurting from laughing so much. The entire special was so good. You got it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This annoyed me. I was on the phone with somebody today trying to get a phone number from that person and write it down, but they didn't have phone number rhythm, and that pissed me off. I'm talking about phone number rhythm, especially if there's like an area code involved, like 212 bum bum ba bum ba bum ba. That is the rhythm I think we're all familiar with. This guy had no clue. I was like, okay, Hank, give me the number. He's like, all right, it's 2129. Did you throw in your zip code? Because I got a lot of extra numbers over here. Right?
Okay. If you have not seen that special, the whole thing is available on YouTube. It's called Sweat the Small Stuff, Kevin James. One of the greatest hours of stand-up comedy anybody has ever done.
You know what? John Landoff will do that once in a while. We'll go, give us the number, and he'll go, okay, 314-837-1800. Whoa, wait a minute.
That's not the way we all do it. We all understood the rules of this game, and you're not playing by the rules.
Those hyphens, that's where you take a break.
Yeah.
314-969-KTRS is our number. And by the way, I'm not one of those radio guys who feels I have to translate the letters into the numbers for you. Your phone has that information on it. If you can't find KTR, oh, here's the other thing. I called a business this week. I had to call my insurance company and ask them a question. And, you know, I get that automated voice that answers with the voice push one for this.
Did the menu change? Every time I call something.
Every time the menu has changed.
Please make note. It's like, what? I don't even remember the old menu.
Yeah. Like I've memorized my insurance company's voicemail menu.
Like you have a bunch of files. Hold on. Yeah. Which company am I calling? Let me get out the menu.
I've done it. I was going to push four, but crap.
My menu cheat card.
I got life insurance. I wanted auto insurance. And I pushed the wrong number. But they also say you'll need a touch-tone phone. If you have a rotary phone, please hang on the line. I thought if you have a rotary phone, you're in the wrong century.
No kidding.
Who still has a rotary phone? Even in the most rural place in America.
I have one on the wall in my house, but it doesn't work. But well, I have a rotary phone.
I'm sure we have a couple of them in the basement from the old days, too. But you'll need a touch-tone phone for this. Wow. You have to remind me of that?
Or if you have a touch-tone phone.
Why don't you just tell me what number you want to press?
You have a touch-tone phone. You have a touch-tone phone, and you hit a button. Remember this? In the old days, it would go, you push the button, and it goes.
Pulse.
The pulse setting. Yeah. Then you'd be annoyed. You'd have to find the switch underneath. Who put this pulse?
I cannot get the message from my page. Somebody paged me.
Pagers.
Yeah.
That's another one. How about the voicemail messages that tell you, after you leave your message, you may hang up or stay on the line for more options. What options?
I know.
What option could I possibly have?
To send this message with regular delivery.
It's like, what?
I want the phone to reach out and smack them. Hey! Check your voicemail.
Yeah.
And who's staying on the line to do the survey?
I know.
Anyone?
Yeah.
That's please. Yes. Your business is now done. Please hold on the line and take this short survey.
How about the companies that email you after you do business with them? We'd like you to answer a survey. That one could not go to my deleted file fast enough.
Oh.
Same exact concept. Anyway, 314. Oh,
anyway.
You've had a nice stretch.
I have gone like 3 months without doing it.
Oh.
Back to 0 days since a workplace accident.
314-969
KTRS. Or if you want that in numbers, use the phone you have in your hand. Steve, hello.
Paul.
Steve.
I have a phone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Well, first of all, how can you equate working at a radio station and marriage? Of course, that was a joke, right?
Yes, of course it was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't marry these guys.
No.
But you're saying that there are people out there that actually agree with not living together before getting married.
Oh, I think there have to be. Yes, absolutely. I think there are people who, because of their upbringing, were taught that, you know, abstinence only until marriage, and...
I didn't say anything about abstinence. I said living together before getting married.
Well...
So you advocate for living together.
Yes.
Why?
so that you get to know who the person is that you're going to be spending the rest of your life with.
There's no commitment. When you live together, you're just playing house.
Well, when my wife and I moved in together, we made quite a commitment, and it's lasted 32 years, Steve.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So don't tell me there's no commitment.
I would never advocate living together before getting married.
Okay, well, you're different than I am.
Also, congratulations to you and your wife. My mom and dad have been married 61 years today.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Happy anniversary to them.
Hey Steve.
Every male in our family, there were four of them, my dad and two brothers, we all got married at age 19. Every one of us are still married to our spouse.
Congratulations.
And I just had 34 years this past March.
Wow.
That's awesome. Hey, Steve.
And neither of us have ever lived together before getting married either.
Well, I would assume that when you start at 19, there wasn't much room there for living with somebody else before you got married.
Oh, sure, there was a chance, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, and this is just me now. This is me. How you guys do everything is the way you do things. But me, personally, if I'm in a relationship and I'm in a monogamous relationship, that's a commitment.
Absolutely.
I'm making a commitment and she's making a commitment to me.
Yep.
And we're not going to venture off and date willy-nilly or anybody else. Even
okay,
if,
but
by the way,
point,
let me just jump in here and tell you.
The reason
the woman didn't date willy-nilly is because he's an idiot. I've met Willie. He's just a moron.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he is.
It was a big step up from Willie to you.
He is.
What were you saying, Steve?
I said at any point, with you living together, at any point, anybody could say, okay, I'm tired of this, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, that can't happen in a marriage.
That is called divorce.
Yes, it definitely happens in marriage. It happens in any, it can happen in any relationship, whether you're married or not. So,
and now we come back to the relationship between marriage and a radio station. At any point, somebody can walk down the hall and say, guess who's divorced?
Yes.
Us! Get out!
But it's an individual choice, though. I mean, if you choose to do that and wait until you get married to live together, that's your choice.
Absolutely.
It's my choice to live with someone and then maybe later in life get married. I can tell you right now, I will never get married again.
Mm-hmm. But you might live with somebody.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, again, it's an individual choice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sure there's a lot of people that agree with me too, though.
Okay, I'm sure there are.
Yeah,
there's no correct answer for everybody here, Steve.
Right.
So I'm sure there are people who agree with both of us, or neither of us, or gave up on this when we got into the phone number thing 5 minutes ago. I'm glad you called, though.
What's
your
phone number again?
314-969-KTRS.
Thank you.
All right,
Have a good day.
Thank you, Jill. You're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, is this
Jim, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, well, I'm Amon's fam.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Today's my anniversary.
How many years?
34.
Congratulations.
Well, you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm having a good time at home here, and my wife's at work, so.
Oh, man.
That's the way it should be, Jim.
That's why it's lasted this long.
Yeah.
I'm 10 years older than her, and she's not old enough to retire. I've been retired 8 years, so
mm-hmm.
I have to do what I got to do here.
Somebody's got to make the big bucks. That's what I tell my wife when she leaves work every morning. Go out there and make the big bucks, honey.
Yeah, well, she'll retire someday.
What's her name, Jim?
Her name's Barbara.
Well, I hope you and Barbara have a very happy anniversary. What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, I'm having a beer at home with my dog. I don't know what she's doing.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, is the key to a happy marriage.
That's right.
She's celebrate your anniversary separately if you possibly can.
Oh, yeah. You know, after 34 years, you never can tell.
Yeah. I'm glad you called, Jim, and a happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
All right. We got a break. We'll be back in a moment here on the Big 550. Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here is Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, starting with that good news, they've cleared the accident northbound on Highway 270 that had been at Dorset, blocking some lanes there. But you're still slow in pockets down to about Highway 64, but that should ease up just a little bit here as things progress. Southbound 270, seeing that vein between Highway 70 and Dorset, the earlier accident, folks are slowing to take a look at that. Then you're going to see another pocket of volume south of Clayton Road down through about Doherty Ferry, southbound on 270. Southbound 170, already very involved between Olive and 64. Westbound on 64 is seeing delays, making your way past Forest Park from about the Science Center up through McCausland. Eastbound 64, a slow stretch east of McKnight up through the, looks like the Big Bend area. Eastbound on 64, you're on the brakes now from, looks like 20th Street up through the Poplar Street Bridge. And this update is brought to you by Zillow. Zillow with homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
We need a cure. That's why the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon Thursday, August 20th. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game or four Blues preseason game tickets. All day long, other exceptional items will be auctioned off. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, a nonprofit organization, raise funds to find a cure and help treat cancer victims and their families. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the fabulous auction packages you can bid on. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is brought to you in part by PSC Metals, American Eagle Credit Union, and the Big 550 KTRS.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
Are you depressed? If you're feeling exhausted and sad and have no interest in things you used to enjoy, if your appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Fall in love with the new guacamole at Subway, perfectly made from Hass avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. See how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Bulletin coming in?
Yes.
A traffic report from?
Yes. We have a traffic bulletin, and it is southbound 270 at Dorset. So Dorset, the 270 right there at Dorset is a mess because apparently there's an accident on northbound 270.
Yes, now, I just mentioned that.
Now there's a five-car accident on southbound 270 at Dorset.
I'm going to guess rubberneckers.
I'm guessing, too.
So you want to avoid that.
Yes.
If you possibly can.
270 at Dorset.
Wow. Thank you very much for that bulletin. Let's go to Jimmy on the Big 550. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Paul. I have a suggestion.
Yep.
A restaurant. It's been there forever, it seems like, for me. It's on Old 66 or 100, out past 109. Oh, I'm a.m. and a p.m.
Thank you.
Anyway, I forgot.
Anyway.
Oh, I did that.
I did that on purpose. Okay, it's a real nice restaurant.
What's it called?
Yeah, I wonder if it has a name.
It's called Big Chief.
Okay.
Big Chief.
Are you associated with the restaurant in some way, Jimmy?
No, I'm not. And I'm not, you know, looking to be either.
Are you just calling to recommend it as a place that I should take my wife for our anniversary?
Take your wife out and get her a salad and you get a steak.
You know, this is one of the things I loved about my wife from the very first time we went out, is she wasn't one of those, I'll just have a salad kind of people. She ate real food. And she's actually the meat and potatoes person in our family. She loves steak.
You know, you get the salad.
Are you saying I'm fat? That's what I heard.
No, boy, you're just chubby.
Oh, the esteem building on this show is unbelievable. All right, Jimmy, thanks for the
suggestion. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Here's Bill on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
We're just fine. Thank you.
Okay. My wife and I moved in together. We lived together for about a week and a half, decided it wouldn't work. She went back to her apartment, and I was happily living in mine. We went to a Raider game, ended up in Reno, and we've been married now for 43 years.
But what that first week and a half taught you was what?
I was a better cook than she, and she decided I could cook and she wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it taught us. We just did. We knew that was a rough week and a half, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But we did.
Then how was it once you finally moved back? I assume at some point you moved back into the same place? Or did you maintain separate apartments?
My place. It was great.
Because I know couples for whom that separate apartment thing would have worked out a lot better for them if they had never lived together. Gotten married, but at the end of whatever connubial bliss they were going to engage in the evening, he or she got up, all right, I'm heading back to my place.
I am the oldest of four children.
Uh-huh.
And my wife and I have been married the shortest amount of time, at 43 years.
Wow. Well.
And people say, well, how did that happen? My mom's still alive. She's 93. And we say, well, Mom won't allow any of us to get a divorce. But as soon as she kicks off City Hall, here we come.
Wow. Wow.
And back to the dial, rotary phone.
Yes.
For just a quick second.
Yeah.
Whatever. The poor salesman like me, we used to be able to go to a bar, use the payphone in a bar, and have a drink.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you got these cell phones and everything else.
Yes.
They can find you anywhere.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
I'm 71 now and out of the game.
Not only can they find you, they know where you are because they've got the app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of bars don't have payphones anymore. The payphone is almost a thing of the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The old accordion booth.
Yeah.
Phone booth.
I remember the first time I took my daughter to Crown Candy Kitchen. She was all excited because she was going to get candy and ice cream. And we went down there, and she ordered, and she was waiting for the stuff, and she saw that they had an old wooden accordion door phone booth with a payphone inside. Could not have cared less about the candy and ice cream from that moment on. She was fascinated by that.
And my first and only barroom fight, I ended up in that accordion phone booth.
That's a scene out of a movie, Bill. I'm sorry we don't have time to dig into it more. I'm glad you called.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Coming up on 4 o'clock, Colin Jeffrey comes in here. We talk movies and show business next hour.